The inaugural Syracuse Surge Summit this week brought entrepreneurs, local officials, and community stakeholders into one virtual space to discuss the work that's been done on the Surge project. The featured speakers and panelists focused on their promise of an equitable, tech-based economy. When Kelsey Davis came to Syracuse University, she didn't plan to be a digital entrepreneur, but she found a tech community in Syracuse that helped her create Collective, a digital platform to connect college creators.
I came here to go to Syracuse University and to learn a million different things about whatever, but I think being open to what the city had to give to me and the lessons and the value that it had to give to me and figuring out what I can give to it was super important.
Davis delivered remarks at the Syracuse Surge Summit. People like Davis and companies like Collective are an example of what the Syracuse Surge Initiative wants to cultivate in the city of Syracuse. Mayor Ben Walsh's signature economic development plan is a partnership with the city, Onondaga County, Syracuse University's iSchool, and Microsoft. Stakeholders have been working on it for over a year.
The impetus for Surge was really driven by, unfortunately, Syracuse showing up on the kind of top 10 list that you never want to be on. In 2018, we were in the top 10 cities with the highest poverty rate. And rather than throw up our hands or dwell on the negative, I saw it as an opportunity, and we saw it as an opportunity to really dig into those numbers and to determine what is driving these statistics and how can we begin to change them.
Mayor Walsh said they found that the city's housing instability, unreliable transportation, and unequal access to the internet were major factors in the city's poverty. But the data also showed an emerging tech sector, giving way to a plan for an economy centered on technological innovation and equality. The focus on equity is what Center State CEO's Rob Simpson says will be the difference.
Recognizing that that high-tech initiatives in the past in other communities have historically exacerbated inequality as opposed to improve it. And this is a community whose leadership has been able to acknowledge that openly and to start to plan intentionally to try to make sure that the opportunities that are created are ones where there is equal access.
Take Santa Clara County, for example, the home to California's famed Silicon Valley. The median household income in 2017 was over $96,000, but a study by the California Budget and Policy Center found that the poverty rate the same year was around 18% when adjusted to local costs of living. Now, Santa Clara County is larger than Onondaga County, and it's one of the most extreme examples. But economists are increasingly examining how tech economies impact inequity. But Walsh says equity is a cornerstone of the Surge strategy.
It's identifying what are those additional technology infrastructure investments to make, but then always looking at those investments through the lens of equity to ensure that that everyone is benefiting from them, and particularly the communities that have historically been marginalized and are at a disadvantage.
On the first day of the summit, Verizon launched its fastest available 5G network in Syracuse's Northside neighborhood and parts of the Southside, both areas including census tracts with high rates of poverty. Allen Foundation Executive Director Meg O'Connell said on the South Side, they're looking to make right the historical wrongs of redlining and segregation.
It was a great neighborhood at one time, but there is really considerable opportunities to really make that again a place where XBEs and the entire community has the opportunities for people to really meet their full potential.
And despite the fiscal crises that COVID-19 has caused, officials say the Surge projects are still moving ahead. JMA Wireless is building its campus on Syracuse's south side, and Central Tech is still set to be the region's new STEAM school. Walsh said they're looking at how to incorporate job training and a possible bus rapid transit system into the plan to create holistic and equitable development as advertised. Katie Zolkowski, WAER News. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.